This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger.
Trade unions play a very critical role in organizing and bringing migrant workers into the unions.
That is Genevieve Gencianos, the Migration Program Coordinator of Public Services International. She was speaking at the Global Forum on Migration and Development held in Ecuador recently. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public service unions around the world. It includes many migrant workers amongst its 30 million members.
For us, when we speak of migration policy and public services, it is very clear. And this is a position of Public Services International, which, as you may know already, the Global Trade Union Federation, representing 30 million workers in the public services. And that includes migrant workers who are also part of our unions and diasporas like me, like migrant workers like me, and as part of our PSI affiliates. So what is very important for us, the position that we share as PSI together with other global union federations and the International Trade Union Confederation, is that every discussion on migration must be based on the rights-based approach. And for us, we look at it in three policy tracks. First is labor migration and decent work. Second is the social and economic policies that are interacting with migration policies. And third, human rights, social protection, and access to quality public services. So first, labor migration and decent work. As we said, it has to be rights-based and it has to be strongly grounded on the normative framework, the rights-based normative framework, meaning these are based on the conventions of the United Nations on migrant workers, the International Convention on the Rights of Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families, and the ILO Conventions 143 and 97 on migrant workers. And from these standards, when it comes to labor migration and decent work, it is important to ensure that there is fair and ethical recruitment. Labor rights and trade union rights for migrant workers is ensured, and this is where trade unions play a very critical role in organizing and bringing migrant workers, representing migrant workers into the unions. And also very important in terms of the policies is that there is non-discrimination. This is based on human rights and therefore the principle of non-discrimination that takes precedence in all the policies. Meaning, when you say non-discrimination, there is respect of human rights of migrants, migrant workers, members of their families, regardless of their immigration status. And this applies to all migrant workers at all skill levels in all sectors of the economy. And this is why, for us, migration is very much a trade union issue. And, of course, we have recently, in terms of standards at the ILO, we have a new standard, a Convention 190 on violence and harassment in the world of work. Now, number 2 point in terms of the human rights-based approach, social and economic policies, we have to look at it vis-a-vis migration politics and migration policy and dynamics. Over the years, we have been fighting inequality and underdevelopment. PSI believes that migration is symptomatic of the underdevelopment of many countries. Why are people forced to migrate? Unfortunately, of the 164 million migrant workers, of the total of 272 million, workers are moving in search for decent work, and they are, unfortunately, it is a struggle. So we have to look at it in terms of what is happening with the economy, with the labor markets, especially in the poorer countries, and why migration nowadays is not out of choice. It is by necessity. It's called forced migration and with economic displacement. And also looking at the imbalanced trade and economic relations among countries influenced by these geopolitical dynamics and colonial ties. So this is, we also need to look at that. And of course, the struggle of PSI to push back against neoliberal policies that exacerbate poverty, inequality, the privatization of our public services and the dismantling of our public services that causes poverty, the marketization, everything is being sold. You are given services if you can pay. But we believe as PSI that everyone has the human right to quality public services. So these are we are looking at this in terms of these social and economic policies because they constitute the structural drivers, the root causes of migration. We must understand this when we talk about migration and development, decent work, labor migration, etc. And the third, and lastly, I should mention this, PSI does not believe that migration is a development strategy. Migration is not a source of development. That is very clear to us. And the third point under policies is, of course, the human rights, social protection, and access to quality public services. We must defend public services. We must defend funding of public services. This is why our efforts in migration policy synergizes with our campaigns of PSI together with our other trade union partners. On tax justice, we have a big campaign, and progressive fiscal policies, fighting corruption and struggling for good governance. And why? Why access to quality public services? Because we believe that quality public services delivers human rights. And what are these human rights? Your human right to health, to your education, housing, public spaces, water, sanitation, etc. We know this. We must fight for our right, for the human rights for all, for quality public services, not just services, but public services and quality public services. And this is how we can fight this right-wing agenda that also carries xenophobic and racist policies and attacks on migrants and scapegoating them. When everyone is able to benefit from social protection and access public services, then we are much better equipped to really work towards inclusion, not just integration, but social inclusion for everyone.